You're listening to Lulu Sun Out Loud, the Chronicles of a Mad Asian.
Hi.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
Today we're going to talk about teenage shenanigans.
Cheeky shenanigans.
I'm excited to hear what y'all are going to say, but I'm also scared at the same time.
Well, we grew up in different times.
That's right.
And yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So our shenanigans may be a little bit different.
Maybe
different
not.
Generations. Yeah. Well, we're about to get into it. So, I mean, I've done some crazy shit back then. Who wants to go first?
You. You start with a good
Do
start.
It.
Okay. We're going to go basic. Toilet papering and egging.
That's timeless.
Yep. Yeah.
Every generation should do that.
But still goes on today, right?
Does it?
It does.
I don't know. With the price of this shit.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Toilet paper is expensive.
Well, and eggs. Well,
not during COVID.
Yes.
Yeah. There was no toilet paper.
I have a different opinion on egging as an adult, though.
I do, too.
Yeah.
It stinks, like, and I love eggs.
And it's fucking hard to get off.
Yeah.
Like,
paint.
Toilet paper my house all day long, but please don't egg it, because damn it, I'm
trees
lazy.
Are tall.
Hypothetically, I would feel bad if I'd egg someone's house many, many moons ago.
Yeah.
As an adult, that's a dick move now.
Regrets. Yeah.
So how many times?
A lot.
Why?
Just because it was a fun thing to do.
By yourself?
No. With other people.
I'm not a psychopath.
The cereal wrapper.
We caught her, guys.
I don't know that I ever actually did it. I think I toilet papered somebody's house like once. But I don't think I ever egged anybody's house. We used to. Oh, God. This is so terrible. So I grew up north, uh-huh. right? Where it snowed a lot. We used to sit next to the highway and throw snowballs at cars in the dark.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where did you run to? Did anybody get out?
So actually one time it was me and my sister, and there was like ditches next to the side of the road, so we'd like hunker down in there, and one guy stopped and got out and chased my sister up the hill and caught her. It was terrible. It was the most terrifying. We did never do it again after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did that was traumatizing.
Did y'all ever get caught egging or toilet papering?
No, because we were late at night. So it was the next day aftermath, right? Like, who did this?
And nobody had cameras back then.
No.
That's true.
No one had cameras back then.
Yeah. Maybe that's why you don't see it anymore.
That's
TPing a house is very different when you're going to end up on YouTube because they have a Ring camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, times were so much more fun back then. There was no proof. There was no social media. I was doing stupid shit.
You could just deny.
That's going to be the biggest part of this podcast for me.
Mm. All right. Who's going to go next?
Oh, my gosh.
So on the same lines of wrapping and egging a house, I had always heard that the best way to send a message if you were mean-spirited wrapping a house was to get some plastic cutlery, jam it in the yard, and break it off so that when they mow the yard...
Oh, my God.
Like, I feel like you told us this story before.
I may have.
Yeah.
Actually,
in another episode.
Hypothetically, really I may have talked about the same person who this was... hypothetically done to in a very recent episode.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a fun one. But, you know, that's also audible noise.
Wait,
so
you just said
you
recently
neighbors.
Did it to somebody?
No. What I said was hypothetically.
Okay.
The person that this may have or have not happened to was discussed about in a recent episode.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that could end really badly. Like, you could get plastic shards in your leg, in your eye.
It's dangerous.
Well, yes, something about shit
but
like that.
But danger and pain used to just be a part of this.
Right. Yeah. I know. This is a very...
Just grow up.
He had lost his finger in home.
My frontal lobe was not developed. I did not think about consequences at all when I was nothing like. But I was doing things like that. Ding dong ditch, for sure.
Man,
prank calls. We were doing prank calls on.
Oh
our,
my god!
Because, totally forgot about
because
prank calls.
We had. I think my generation was the first with the cell phones when we were teenagers. So I had like that brick Nokia phone that you could like take apart like Legos and put it back. Yeah, these were the way we were prank calling like that.
Caller ID was the worst thing that ever happened to prank calling, because before that, I remember when caller ID became a thing, and before that, you could get away with anything.
Right. That's true.
What was it, Star 67? But then that would cost like 25 cents or something to to call back the number that just called you.
Right.
Even if you didn't have caller ID.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Or you could make it anonymous.
I thought it was Star 69.
It was Star 69, but I think
Star 67 was something else.
Anonymous. To make it anonymous.
Oh, right.
Call.
To block your call. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All the tricks.
See, prank calling used to be so fun.
But what did you use?
Yeah,
to say?
What did you talk
you guys
about?
Remember?
I mean, just like anything else, we would call girls that were popular that we had crushes on and just be little young jackasses.
My sister used to have me make phone calls for her to boys she was interested in. She's 4 years older than I am.
But what would you say?
But we sound exactly the same because I was never afraid, right? And she was always like, oh, I'm going to look so dumb. Meh, meh, meh. And I was like, fuck it, I'll call him. And so I just call and pretend I was her.
Were you four? Like, hey.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know. I probably
got what was going on, right? Or were you like, yeah, my sister didn't want to call you. My name's Spicy. Her name's Luke.
I don't
Luke
think I
Warren.
Ever,
She's
I didn't ever out her like you. That. Okay. Yeah, I just went with it. But yeah, I don't know. The quality of the conversation for a 10-year-old versus a 14-year-old was probably pretty comparable. So...
I know one time we called, do you remember that infomercial to help you get dents out of your car? Where it would like put, it would suction to your car.
I
do
remember
out.
That, yeah.
Yeah, we prank called that company and said we needed one the next day because we just hit a guy and needed to get the,
oh my God.
From the body out. Oh and my it, God. It went on and on. The guy was like, I hope you know I have to call the police now. Okay. Well, that made
oh,
it
that's
less
pretty
fun.
Good. Yeah. That's pretty good.
It was a good way to shut up some kids.
Yeah.
What else? Chinese what? Fire drills. I know that's extremely
racist. Oh my God, my
racist.
Husband said that. He said that. I was like, I don't know if that's quality material enough for this podcast, but it's so funny
it
that you brought it up. I'm going to tell him.
We were doing it. We were totally. Do y'all know what that is?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I never got it. Why?
I never understood it
It was
either,
just
but I just
fucking
did it.
Chaos.
Yeah.
And we wanted to leave the rest of the people in traffic bewildered for no reason at all. Like, what the
it.
Fuck are they doing? We were
oh
all
my God.
Running around the car when
we
the light was
this.
Red.
We need to keep notes and remember to do all these crazy things that we're talking about.
You mean do a Chinese fire drill right now?
Not right now, this instant. I mean, like...
My 40-year-old niece
well,
could
we're
never.
In a car. We all have to be in a car together and do
the
it.
Light would
I thought all of our microphone
we could
volumes were just going to shift.
Oh my God.
A little bit.
That would be hilarious.
I mean, that was huge. I remember that on an episode of Full House. And the whole plot was like they were doing it the first time they were driving and locked themselves out of the car. So then you got four people who were
classic.
Having a little fun.
Classic. Somebody had to go through the moonroof. Damn it.
Okay, so one time, me and a group of friends, we were going through the Taco Bell drive-thru and we stole all the signs. I felt bad for the people who were trying to order after us, right?
Oh, no.
Like pulling
oh
up
gosh.
Through the drive-thru. Can I get your order? Well, I don't know. What do you have on the menu?
Wait. The literal menu
No,
sign?
We fucking pulled everything out.
The graphics?
They
everything.
Used to just be like printed sheets of paper, right?
What'd under... you do with it?
Fast forward, some of it ended up as wallpaper on my in my bedroom, like wall art.
Yes.
You know what we did one time? I used to live, this was like... Early on in college, I lived at an intersection where there was a stoplight and they were doing construction and they had put, you know, like the pylon or the barrier things, like the sawhorses with yeah. the flashing lights on them.
Uh-huh.
And so we were all drunk one night and we took those and took them into my garage and sawed the lights off and put the things back out. And then I had to figure out what to do with these like perpetually right. blinking right. lights and not having anybody. They were yes. buried deep down in my closet because
flashing.
Otherwise, like,
they're
yeah, otherwise, like they'd be flashing in the, yeah. That was smart. I don't know.
Well, but. I have a similar, except it wasn't flashing lights. It was actually construction signs.
Yeah.
And again, it ended up as wall art yep. in my bedroom.
Oh.
My dad finally was like, you're doing something illegal.
Everybody, every teenager I knew, I think, had a street sign, a stop sign.
Yep.
Like Cockburn Street.
He's like, stop stealing. Stop stealing.
Just got to point to the sign. Dad, stop.
So one of the things, the first thing that actually popped into my head with this topic, because I just talked to somebody about this last night, was like stealing from the liquor cabinet, right?
Oh, and my so God, yes, we
the,
did
like age old would be to drink the vodka and refill yes. up to the line yes. with water, right?
A little bit of water.
Well, somebody who we were with last night told us that they, you know, that sweet tea vodka uh-huh. that you can get, they drank all of it. So then you're not refilling, right? And she said she brewed some sweet tea and refilled the bottle with just plain sweet tea.
Tell me
I was like, oh my God,
in
I'd
the
be
freezer,
so pissed.
And she got busted.
No. Ooh. But her mom wasn't a big drinker. So
it was just for entertaining sometimes.
Yeah, right? And so probably I'm like, man, after. Well, that's exactly what she said. She said eventually it went bad. And oh, I yeah. was like, oh God.
I
right.
bet that stunk.
Yeah, isn't that funny though? I was like, wow, we've all done that's it. Pretty...
Yeah. Yeah. We used to do that a lot, especially with vodka.
Yeah. I can't even imagine what my mom's vodka was like. It was probably just like pure water by the time my sister and I got through high school.
This story didn't even come up. I went to go visit the friend that the house that we used to do it at with her parents' liquor bottles. We finally confessed in our 30s.
I bet that felt great.
Release.
Finally.
Well, it makes me laugh. You know, now I was, my sister was there when we were talking about this last night, and she was saying what had brought it up was that before she left the house last night, she counted how many White Claws were in the fridge because my niece was going to be home by herself.
Oh, yeah.
So she counted them all. And so we were all kind of reminiscing about that. And I'm like, how did our parents not think about this? Right. Like, and maybe they did. Maybe my mom had a secret stash of vodka somewhere else. And then that was actually just water.
Right.
Wouldn't that have been beautiful?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of counting, we used to sneak out a lot.
I had that on my list too.
I was the driver. That's why I'm a better driver than some of my friends. But we would drive out to Clear Lake to hang out with the boys.
Well, you have to put that in perspective for the listeners because they don't know how far that is.
Okay. About 40 minutes mm-hmm. from actually 45 to 50 because at the time I was living in Sugar Land.
Mm-hmm.
So that's even farther, like hauling ass. I still haul ass to this day.
That's the only way.
The only reason why we got busted, well, first, I mean, this was happening on the regular, but my dad started questioning me like months later. The mileage has gone up in the car. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Because we would always refill the gas, try to get it like the perfect
spot on
spot. Yeah. And I was like, fuck, I'm telling my friends. Oh my God, my dad is asking about it. Oh no, he won't figure it out. So we got busted because one of my friends was spending the night with me. And for some reason, her mom called my house, the landline, late, asking for my friend. My parents are banging on the door. Nobody's asking. And you know, when it's late at night and you get a fucking page from your parents.
Oh, yeah.
We're like, oh, fuck. What are we going to do? Dude, we have to go home. I have the fucking car. Like, the cops are going to bust us, oh, right?
God. That feeling suddenly came rushing back.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So we're all driving back, like, trying to come up with scenarios. Like, we can't lie about this, guys. We cannot lie. Like, the car's gone. Like, all of us are not in the house. Like, and it was so funny because my parents, yes, they gave me a verbal accostation, whatever you want to call it. Another friend, the one that we used to drink the liquor down to water, you know, she got yelled at, but the other two got grounded. One of them actually had to write a 5-page essay about how sorry she was.
Oh my God.
To her parents.
Wow.
Yeah. That was funny.
Oh my God.
Those were some good times.
Ah, trauma.
Yeah. I used to sneak out. There was one summer where I snuck out, no joke, almost every night.
Yeah.
And same. I used
Wait,
to.
How old were you?
I think I was 13 or 14. And I used to ride my bike that into town summer. In the dark on the highway, same highway where we used to throw snowballs at cars.
Yeah.
It was about 5 miles in
no
the
fear.
Dark.
Yeah.
And I would just ride my bike.
That's
and
a
now I'm like, oh my God.
We were doing the same.
Yeah.
Five
we were
miles?
Walking.
Yeah.
Walking at night in the middle, 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Across town walking.
So
we used to walk, like, but it was only a mile.
Oh.
To the yeah. grocery store.
I was doing a whole ass 5K to get to egg someone's house and then trekking back.
There's a big difference as to how involved parents were when we were growing up versus today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, well, parents used to kick you out of the house because that was their place of peace.
Yeah.
And you were just a little hellish teenager.
Right.
So, you know, don't bother me. And
That's
come
right.
home.
Yeah, go out and or play. Like, come back for dinner.
My responsibility is to keep you alive, not well.
So. Yeah, that's on you.
I remember that summer. The way I used to get out of the house was through one of the windows. And it was almost like a transom window, but they were down low. So they were like long and skinny, you know? Mm. And so I would take the screen out and I would hide it under the bed in the den. And then I would have to like shimmy out because it had the part that opens the window was in the center. So I'd have to like slide out around this thing, right? And I had done it so many times that summer that I, like at the end of the summer, had just kind of gotten lazy. Like when I came back, I was too tired to put the screen back in the window. And that next morning, my
Fatal
mom
mistake.
Was like watering plants or something. And she was like so fucking pissed because she came in and I was like, oh, I don't feel good, blah, blah, blah. And she comes in and she is just like smoke coming out of her ears. And she's like, and to think I felt bad for you. And I was like,
clenching those butt cheeks.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. I got in so much trouble for that one.
Turn the volume down a bit, mom, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oof. I never got caught sneaking out. I never got trafficked. I never got, it's amazing. All the things that we were doing, just sneaking around at night like that. Like, it's,
kids are so stupid.
So stupid. We had no fear, though.
I know, exactly. None. That's the point. No
so
fear.
So now, I mean, we were talking about cameras earlier, right? Like, kids can't sneak out anymore. Oh, dude, you
open a door or a window and there's a alarm. Beeping.
I have a sensor an and yeah. It's attached to it dings my cell phone.
Sensor.
I'm like, who opened the back door? 9 p.m. Yeah. We're just letting the kitty in.
Like a dad when someone turns the AC up. You know,
yeah.
I know what I wanted at. Yeah. I know when it's been adjusted.
Control that with your
eyes
phone
in the
too.
Back of the head.
Yeah,
I would love to talk to somebody who's like 20 right now and just like
how
figure
is it out
what are yeah what are you doing?
I'm well, inspired.
I mean, the difference is communication is possible from your bed as you've been sent to bed. You know, so they can still be in touch, but sneaking out like.
Wow. Kids these days are lazy. My kids have no desire. I know for a fact neither of my teenagers have ever snuck out. Period. Not from my house, at least.
Yeah.
They want to lay in their rooms and play on cell phones and computers and laptops. And
how do they do drugs and drink?
I don't. Exactly. They're not doing that either at all. Yeah. I know my 18-year-old is straight laced.
If we call them right now and say, here's the deal. No judgment, no punishment. Just curious from a data standpoint. Have you snuck out of the house?
He would say no.
Yeah.
For sure. In fact, one time.
Like a mother saying that my kids have never done this sounds like the most mother thing.
I wish they would.
Say,
you know? I'm like, get the fuck out of the house. I want to go do something. Like, go have a normal childhood.
No, they'll come back with a baby. Like a pregnant woman.
Like I did.
My son called me one night from a party. This was last year, his senior year. This is how I know he's good. And he was like freaking out. Shaking, his voice was shaking. He's like, Mom, I think I'm high. I'm like, what happened?
What happened?
Mind you, I was high when he called me. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? He's like, I was at a party. I swear I didn't hit it. They passed it in front of me. I accidentally inhaled when they passed it. Like,
the
secondhand smoke, Mom. I don't know what I'm feeling. I'm like, okay, we're going to be okay. You're going to be fine. I'm like giggling. I'm eating snacks and poor kid.
Hearing some bubbling in the background. Yeah.
Dude, poor kid. He found my paraphernalia. He found, I partake in lettuce, the devil's lettuce sometimes. He found it. And he lectured me. He was like, this is so bad for you. I'm so disappointed.
Oh,
you do
gosh.
This? I'm like, no, sometimes. I don't know. I'm holding it for a friend.
It's not mine, I swear.
It was your dad. Your dad started me on it when we were younger. Oh, my God.
Yeah, my mom and my stepdad were big potheads when we were kids. So, of course, we spent way too much time at home by ourselves. And so I always knew where my mom's stash was and everything. I think there was a similar conversation at some point. Like, why do you do drugs?
Yeah, you're going to die.
Yeah.
So in high school, I used to, my bedroom was on the second floor and I'd open my window and I used to smoke joints out. My bedroom window. I would literally sit in the windowsill, like crouch like this. Like,
yeah.
You know, like the smell
the
still
window.
Wasn't going in the house. Right. Of course. And I would do that with cigarettes as well. Well, after a period of time, I just remember my mom. I could hear her voice through the vents of the AC unit. Do you smell smoke? I smell smoke. I'm like, no, Mom, there's no smoke. And I'm like waving my arm farther out of the window, right? Trying to...
You check down there. I'll check up here.
Well, and then with the cigarettes, I'm like, obviously, I can't keep them in my room because it's going to stink. So I would start flicking them out in the front yard. And then my dad, he'd be like, there's a lot of cigarette butts out here. What are you doing? I'm like, nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, the other day I smelled smoke. I'm like, no, there's no smoke.
Just gaslighting them.
Oh, my God.
Well, here's the funniest part about this. So... there was a neighbor, catty corner across the street, and we went to the same high school. And every time when I would sit there and smoke out my window, she thought that I was like trying to stalk her because she happened to be outside. I'm like, bitch, I was out in this window before you fucking came outside. Do you not see what I'm doing? I'm smoking. I'm not watching you.
Yeah.
Well, although you knew when she came outside.
Apparently. God.
No, those things go hand in hand. So for the mothers in the room, do you want your kids to kind of let you know the shenanigans? Because having a partner with the son, I've seen how honest the two of them have been, and that's been really wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom instilled something in me when I was sometimes getting caught doing stupid shit, which is, I can't help you if I don't know the full truth. Mm. Just tell me everything. My dad was so mean and we were terrified of him. We never told my dad anything. But my mom, we knew, like, and my brothers and I, we really, I'm sorry, mom. Like, I got arrested, you know? Like, think shit like that.
I'm so glad that didn't happen to me.
I would rather know for sure. Like, and yeah. I've instilled that in my kids. Like, I can't help you unless I know everything. Tell me everything.
It's a dangerous game.
Yeah. Ooh. I know. Oh, it's hard to know everything. I know.
All right. Yeah. I have a story, a window story, just like spicy, sneaking out that front window on this particular single pane and remembering the screen, right?
Yeah.
So there was one time I was sneaking out and something happened. My mom loved flowers and across the entire front of the house, in front of all the windows, there were rose bushes. I snuck out. I lost my balance. Fell in the rose bushes all over my ass, my thighs.
Scraped up.
And then when I landed on the floor, rolled around in the grass because I was like, oh shit, I'm trying to be quiet. I'm like, oh, shh. And then I ripped one.
true Lulu style.
Yes. No one's surprised.
And the boy that I was meeting, because he was around the house, I'm like, get away. I don't want my parents to see you. So he's hiding beside the house. And here I am. I rip this nasty fart in front of him. And like, we're laughing, I'm like, shh, shh. My parents are gonna wake up. That was an awesome story.
Didn't that same thing happen on your first date with your now husband? But
the farting that brought us together.
It's a constant in your life.
It is.
Oh, got a healthy GI.
I mean, do you think you would have had the wherewithal if your parents heard that and came outside to be like, I saw someone smoking in the front yard. I was going to get him.
Smart. At 1 a.m.
Yep. Two birds with one stone right there.
Cigarettes hit 24 hours a day.
Yes.
Okay, what about this? Okay, this is, I don't know how I'm going to take broadcasting this into the world. Having sex in the car in a neighborhood cul-de-sac.
Damn. Attacked. I've been there.
This is multiple cul-de-sacs. Like, how do we even pick the neighborhood? I don't fucking know.
The one that's less crowded. The lights. Yeah, well, yes. Car is less hard. Lights.
Yes. It was less lights.
Yeah.
I can say I never let a stoplight get in the way if that was happening. Oh. Yeah. Like, okay. I'm sure at this point there were neighbors who were, like, especially knowing how nosy neighbors can be.
Mm.
They all saw everything.
Yeah.
I know kids still do this shit, and I've never seen it. I've never caught anybody doing that.
Yeah.
But I was definitely doing that.
Like, I have caught people.
Like at the parking lot at night in the dad's club, or like...
Dance club?
Dad's club.
Oh.
You know, by the T-ball fields.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, having sex in the car, that's tough.
Only something you can do in your teenager years.
Right.
Early
it's uncomfortable.
When the knees are still good.
Right. I'm like, oh, my back hurts.
And when you don't have another place to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. As an adult, come on.
Exactly.
Now it's just for fun.
Yeah. I remember I totally got busted by my mom having sex one time. I don't know what in the world I was thinking, but we were having sex on my bed in my house. And apparently my mom was home. Like, now in hindsight, I'm like, what was I thinking? And she walked by the window.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm like, oh God, it makes my stomach flip right now just thinking about it. I'm like, oh yeah.
That's not just you. A quick hand raise, busted for the same thing.
Solo sesh.
My husband, my dad.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was skipping school. I was home alone. Thought I was alone.
Yeah, had a nice day planned out.
For myself, I did.
Just a nice relaxing.
That was very embarrassing.
I bet.
Also, grew up in the time where the internet was fairly new ish, and surfing the family computer and finding porn and stuff was super new. That was my teenagehood. So I remember my dad I was very curious, and the internet was like the Wild West back then.
Yeah.
So my dad had to pull me aside because I was like saving files and stuff, and like pull me aside and be like, what is this? Do you even know what cunnilingus is? It's fellatio. I was like,
oh my God.
You didn't name the folder dad stuff? Like, plausible deniability is rule number one.
I think I put school notes.
Oh, there you go. Everyone knows you got to bury it at least four folders deep, and it has to be named something random.
School notes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
The worst.
Did anybody ever steal holiday decor from other people's yards?
Oh, yes. I stole anything that wasn't nailed down when I was a teenager.
Oh my God, yes.
I was a klepto.
So was I.
But did you ever take everything that you stole from other people's yards and decorate your own front yard with everything that you stole?
No.
No, because that's dumb.
I was switching stuff. I was like trolling the neighbors, like switching their stuff.
That's brilliant.
Taking from your own neighbors and then putting it all in one yard.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
You gaslit them too, didn't you? What, I got this all out?
I woke up and it was like this. I don't know what happened.
I mean, none of it matched, but it was fun.
Oh my God.
We're like, next year we got to go back and get that matching lollipop. But it became this thing for like 4 years. And then afterwards, yeah, we just got scolded. And her mom was finally like, stop stealing.
Because they knew it was you. Wait, y'all pick the same person every time? Oh,
no. Well, no, it's just
every time Barbara buys some garden gnomes, they disappear. I don't know what's happening.
I was definitely little sticky fingers, like from the little, you know, like Claire's, the jewelry store. Mm. My friends and I would like lift a little pair of earrings or something. And like, I'm not proud of that. Oh, but when I was a teenager, that was like the thrill of a lifetime.
Yeah.
I could get a $1 pair of earrings. Like, fuck yeah, what'd you get? And we'd trade and stuff. Like,
oh my gosh, there was, I can't remember if I've ever told you guys this. I feel like I have, but there was a small little like local record store in the town I grew up in, and they had like shirts and tapes. They were cassette tapes at the time. Ooh, and yeah. We robbed them blind. Like, I had a big bag that was like my purse, quote unquote. Oh, okay. And I just like stuffed it full of stuff. And I like, in hindsight, I'm just like, what in the hell? Like, really? I mean, granted, it was nice to have all the tapes and everything, right, but like, none of it was shit I needed.
Yeah. It was the thrill of it.
And I just think about it now, and like that poor like small business owner getting just robbed blind.
They went out of business. Oh, it wasn't
even like a Walmart or Blockbuster.
No.
Music. You're just stealing from Empire Records.
Yeah. You know? Pretty much.
Aww.
Small business.
A-hole of the year.
Just trying to make it.
But there was no thrill like that. When you're young, you feel like I can get away with something, or I did something bad.
And then
no
you
one
didn't
knows.
Get caught. I gotta do it again.
See, here's what I don't understand, because the story about us sneaking out with the boys and everything, the one that had to write the essay that got grounded for weeks, she used to be a huge klepto, but it was clothes. How do you stuff it? Like, I don't know how she got away.
I would put on an outfit and try on clothes. Dude, my friends and I did this one time. And I remember stealing like camisoles or something, like those little tank tops.
Yeah.
Like, I put on like four of them and then put my shirt back on. Like, I didn't find anything I liked and then just left.
Well, apparently I don't steal clothes. I don't know the secrets.
I was following directions. I was negatively influenced.
I'm sorry, The Gap. We stole a lot from you.
Oh, wow. That was also where I...
Oh, that's funny.
Whoops. I don't feel bad.
We did
corporate greedy anyway.
We did skip school one day, me and one of my friends, and we drove to a town because our town was really, really small. So we drove about an hour to go to this other town where there was actually a mall. And so we went into Macy's, and I was like seasoned pro, right? So I was like doing just fine. Well, she wasn't really the klepto that I was, and she totally got busted. And we walked we were in the department store, and so let's see. So she had grabbed some perfume or something, but she was terrible. Like, she was really not sneaky at all. And I left the store before she did because I saw somebody approaching her, I was like, oh, scary. I'm fucking out of here. So I left out of the store immediately, took everything that was in my bag and stashed it in a plant, like one of the fake plants.
Oh, I remember the story.
Yeah. And then the security guards pulled us into the office. They had us on film.
Oh.
Had her. There was nothing of me, but like, and I didn't have anything in my bag.
You know where the blackout zones were.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was terrible. Oh. But the icing on the cake was that then we were an hour from home and it had started snowing. The roads were terrible. Her dad and her mom had to come and get us because they wouldn't release us Oh my God, we got in so much trouble.
Whoops.
And we had skipped school to do it. Icing on the cake. So yeah.
So like, if that's a perfect example of something that happened today, like the cops would have just been involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight to jail.
We also could get away with a lot more back then police just didn't want to do paperwork.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Call your parents.
Yeah.
Anybody else just love like hopping in a field with your friends and doing whippets in the middle of the night?
Oh, hell yeah.
God, I missed that. Carefree fun, man. That's what it all boils down to.
It really
did. Yeah. Did any of y'all ever party in Motel 6s in high school? They were the only place that would let us, you know, because there was always that senior, right, that was of age. 18, and like here we were 16-year-olds partying.
Damn.
No. We were always at somebody's house or out in the middle, you know.
The one cool mom that let us come over and would collect our keys.
We did have one cool mom.
She could buy all the beer and stuff, and we would do it in her garage.
Better that you do it here so I know what's going
Absolutely. We'd all spend the night.
You know, I mean, it's a mentality that could upset some other parents, but I think it makes a lot of sense.
I agree.
Like, clearly kids are going to push boundaries.
I never got the chance to be that mom.
Yeah.
My kids are too straight laced, damn it. I was like, don't you want to invite your friends over?
I got some beer.
You never got that chance.
Yeah. The friend that we had, the holiday decor in the front yard every year, they were the cool parents. We were always hanging out there. Yeah, that was fun. Mm. What about
first strip poker? Anybody
play? I totally forgot about those.
Like truth or dare.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh my god. So horny, so young, so hormonal.
Oh my god.
Everybody hooking up.
Well, I mean, we could have one podcast episode where we all play 5 minutes in the closet, but it's not going to be the most entertaining thing to listen to.
Right. At this age, I just want to take a nap. Okay.
Oh, all right, gosh. I have a story. Y'all might be disgusted by this, but it's the end of the podcast, so whatever.
Let it rip.
Yeah. Have y'all ever been out just partying, like in a car or in a park, right? Like just, you have nowhere to go to the bathroom. So where do you go? Houses under construction.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Mean, none like, of y'all, I've never like gone to the bathroom in a house under construction, but we've definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Like
smoke pot and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exploring. You just went and pee-peed in the toilet, in the new toilet or what?
Dude,
she didn't say
people,
there was a toilet.
Yeah. No, there's toilets. The toilets in the new house construction.
With running water?
Right?
No.
No.
She left a surprise for the crew.
My.
Also,
no. Where some people pooed.
I'd be so mad if the toilet came pre-christened in my new house.
But, yeah.
But you know what? Those builders cleaned that motherfucker out before the people who bought the house
those
came to check on it.
Those builders are probably pooping in there too.
Wow.
For what sure.
You weren't like leaving an Upper Decker, were you?
No.
Upper Decker?
There was no water in these toilets.
Yeah.
Just a dry. Doesn't make it better.
Just a dry do. Yeah.
Dude, I'm just like, my mind is blown.
Always
right
travel
now.
With oh, tissues God. In your car for emergency purposes.
I do. That,
well, see, I grew sure. up someplace where literally there was always a place outside that you could go. So it was like in the woods, you know? There was never a need.
I always have baby wipes on me just in case.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, lucky.
Well, you still have to take shits.
That's right. And you still have to wipe your ass.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Oh my god.
Allegedly.
We're closing this out. Allegedly.